Can you?
Well, you can. I usually don't because I'd say do the dishes or go wash the dishes.
What do you use when you do that? I mean, do you have
I use a sponge. Is that what you mean?
Did you ever use a piece of cloth or a rag?
Yes, but I don't like to use a dish rag at all. There's just not enough to hold on to that. And I dry them with a cup towel.
And what about in the bathroom? What do you use on your face?
Washcloth.
And you dry off with a
towel.
The water, though, in the kitchen comes out of the what?
Faucet.
Do you call it a faucet if it's out in the yard?
Hydrant.
And what about if you have a barrel or something?
A barrel?
You know, with a thing in.
Oh, a spigot.
And if your pipes weren't well protected under the house and it got real cold, they might
freeze
and
break or burst.
You know, you were talking about barrels a little while ago. Did molasses and things like that come in barrels?
Not in my experience. I don't remember molasses or syrup or anything in a container bigger than a bucket. It used to be sold in the grocery stores, and I guess still is, probably in buckets that were then used for lunch pails for children to go to the country schools and the town schools too.
Well, in the how did they have that in the store? Did they have it like out together in the middle or something in the grocery store?
I don't remember it anyway except in shelves.
Just on the shelf. Oh, in the kitchen, do you have something like it? If you want to pour something out of a glass into a bottle, you know, it's sort of hard to do.
A funnel?
You want this?
Yes.
And I know now most of the time, if you're going to go somewhere, you drive in a
car.
But when you were a child, did anybody, you know, go any other way?
Now, we always had a car. Are you trying to get a wagon, maybe?
Yeah.
We had wagons on the ranch, but we never. There were some used, like by a trash man, or you know, who'd go by the stores in town and pick up trash and haul it away.
How did he make his horses go? Did he have one of those
things? These poor old things were so accustomed to it they didn't need to be whipped at all. he may have had a little switch or something like that, but. I can't remember, and certainly not a heavy whip at all, maybe something like.
Well, did they have oxen or anything like that?
We did not have any oxen ever. There was a lady here who had a little ranch not far from town. She died, 3 or 4 years ago, and she still used her oxen. A most interesting woman. She's very independent and a real unusual sort.
What would you call two of them together like that?
A pair. Or a yoke. A yoke. I'm sure she would have said a yoke. I just wasn't around them enough, and I would think of pair, but yoke is what you'd say.
Well, where do you say a pair of mules? Do you?
Yeah. Or a hitch.
Oh, so how would you say that? What? How many is that?
Two.
A hitch? Of what?
Mules.
Or horses?
I guess I would say so.
Well, you know, if you have like two horses pulling a wagon, there's a piece of wood that goes out between them. Did you ever see that?
Yes, and I can't think what you call that. The wagon tongue, I guess. Okay.
And what about if you have a buggy and you just have one horse, you know, it has two pieces, one on each side like that?
Now, let me see. Get the horse in the...
You call the shaft.
Shaft, that's right. Oh, I never would have thought that by myself, though.
Well, if you do have two horses, the traces, you know what I'm talking about, on the side of the horse, the things on the side,
oh, yeah,
come back to a piece of wood called a...